David Volman is a staff ophthalmologist at the Veterans Health Administration in St. Louis. David, it's a pleasure to have you on the program today. You are a finalist in the Service to America Medal's Call to Service category. Tell us about why they chose you, please.
Sure. So I worked on a project that actually spanned across five medical centers in the VA system here in St. Louis, and then also in Nashville, Tennessee, Boston, Massachusetts, Philadelphia, and Houston, Texas. And we were looking at the outcomes of the most common surgical procedure done in ophthalmology, which is cataract surgery. And we were looking at the outcomes that patients had with regards to improving their vision and also potentially some of the complications that might result from the cataract surgery itself.
Now, the story about your choice as a finalist says that you helped to organize and implement a pilot project for tracking cataract surgery results that will lead to the creation of a national VA database. This information will help in the improvement and refinement of current medical practices benefiting veterans and the general population. This sounds, in addition to a medical triumph, this sounds like a technological triumph, too, because of the database and the data that you're going to be collecting and aggregating and then eventually analyzing.
Yes, it actually, you know, the VA system actually has probably the largest integrated health record across the country. You know, we have one of the earliest adopters of the electronic medical record, which a lot of the private sector is now starting to integrate after the Affordable Care Act. And so we've been able to kind of utilize the wide expansiveness of our network to try to draw as much data as we can. And so during our pilot project, we used those five medical centers and created computerized templates that helped us gather the information, you know, remotely so that we didn't have to have someone hand entering in all the data into the computer. And then going forward, we're trying to create a new database system in the VA that will not just be at those five medical centers in the pilot study, but actually be rolled out over the next year or so nationwide, so that we'll be collecting data from not just those five medical centers, but hopefully from across the entire VHA.
Now, you cracked a nut, Dave, that it sounds like other agencies have struggled with on similar projects like this, not obviously on cataracts, but just on project management and data collection and analysis. This says a 3-year five-site pilot program on cataract surgery results had already begun, but there were potentially hundreds of questions that could be asked for the study, and decisions had to be made on which to use. How did you go about deciding which of the data points you wanted to collect? How did you prioritize which were the things that were important and would help outcomes and which weren't?
Sure. I mean, part of it came down to just some clinical intuition. You know, over time, as I said, cataract surgery is probably the most common surgery that we do as ophthalmologists, both in the VA and also in, you know, just in the general private population. It's actually the most common surgery that's performed in the Medicare population as well. And so we have a good intuition as to kind of what the, you know, highest risk factors for surgery would be, as well as kind of the most common and serious side effects that we've seen over time. And so, you know, what you try to do when you have a large data set like that is prioritize what will either, you know, be potentially the highest risk for causing patients problems postoperatively, whether it be with infection or other complications from the surgery, but also things that influence their potential visual outcomes when we look at how well they're able to see after the surgery. And so, you know, we took some of that information going in, and then as we went through the pilot study, we did kind of interim data analysis to see if we were actually getting the results that we hoped that we were going to be seeing, or if there was something that was new or different that was coming out of the study that we maybe wanted to follow a little bit more closely. And then finally, when the 3-year study was done, we actually went through and analyzed the data, and we found about 50 or so elements out of the 150 or so that we were collecting that showed the highest potential for both giving us improved outcomes both before surgery, either during surgery and then after surgery. So those give us about 50 or so things that we could potentially try to start start pulling from to follow over as we go forward with the project.
David Volman's a staff ophthalmologist with the Veterans Health Administration in St. Louis and a finalist in the Service to America Medals Call to Service category. I guess the bottom line when we look at issues like this, Dave, is what's different for the veteran now that will come to the VHA, whether it's where you are or anywhere else around the country? What's different for them now than it was before you started this pilot?
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily things are different, which is actually in a good way, because what we found during the course of the study is that the visual outcomes for veterans were actually very good, and that they were getting a good quality service of care. And so that was what, you know, we aim for primarily when we're taking care of our veterans, is delivering them quality medical care. And so that is actually a good thing, is that it validated the results and was very comparable to what we were finding with published studies that have been shown in the private sector. But going forward, you know, I think the potential benefit is that we're going to continue to analyze this and make sure that there aren't problems that are arising across the VA system, because sometimes there can be pockets or problems in certain areas of the country that, unless you have a integrated kind of network that's following along and analyzing the data kind of in real time, you may not be able to find problems that are arising if it's just in one clinic or one area of the country.
All right, final question is a personal question, Dave.
Sure.
The Call to Service Medal says that it's given for recognizing a federal employee whose professional achievements reflect the important contributions that a new generation brings to public service. You're 34. You're in your second year working at the VA Medical Center in St. Louis. What does working in a field like this and working for the federal government mean to you at your age and with your life experience?
Well, it means to me an opportunity, I think, to continue to make improvements and changes as we go forward. You know, I'm very interested in trying to improve the quality of care of healthcare delivery, and being in a large system like the VA, it gives me the opportunity to try to make improvements and make changes that'll, you know, affect not just the veterans that are sitting in my chair that I'm helping take care of directly, which is important, but also just veterans in general and trying to improve their medical care and overall deliver to them excellent service, since they gave us so much service during their active military time.
Well, thank you for your service, Dave, and thank you for being on the program with me today.
Thank you so much.